these last games that don't have a lot riding on them are sometimes difficult to play, and we've certainly lost our share of them, but I was really proud of our team's effort today. I didn't think that we had 100% of our, whatever you want to call it, just our emotional energy, and I thought we were most of the way there, but I didn't think we were 100% there, but I thought we kept fighting and kept playing hard until finally we made enough of a run where we got the game in our favor, so really thought our defense in the second half was really, really good. Fortin just wore us out in the first half, and I thought Jermaine stepped up in the second half and just did a much, much better job. And our other guys did a better job of helping as well. So we were really good on the boards, I thought, and again, to hold them to 23 in the second half was very significant. So we're happy to have won, happy to get back to 500 in the league, to start out 1-5 and be able to claw your way back to get to 8-8 is, I think, is an accomplishment. Obviously, we would like to be a few games better, but we're not. But I'm proud of our team's effort and performance and character in the second half of the conference season when we kind of got behind the eight ball. What's that? I'm feeling good because I think we're playing probably our best basketball of the season, and I feel good because I think they feel good. I think they feel good about where they're at, and they feel good about the way things are going. And that's 90% of the battle. And so I like where we're at. I'm unfortunately, like I said, we caused ourselves some problems with a couple of games in the non-conference season, and then a couple losses at home, and maybe one down there at Georgia that we could have gotten, but nevertheless, our guys have stayed together and fought hard and played hard, and I think that's a real tribute to them because there hasn't been an ounce of them giving in or letting up.
How important is Scott Washington and Foul early? He wasn't in there for long.
Well, it was significant because he's obviously their best inside scorer, and maybe his lack of inside presence over the course of the game because of the foul trouble ended up being what got the game in our favor because he was never able to consistently establish himself down there. I thought Festus really played well for us today, and I thought that he caused some of that foul trouble that they had because he was doing such a good job of posting and playing strong that I think that caused some problems for them today.
Not only was it the senior day with those seniors, but your freshmen were really front and center today.
Well, they've kind of been front and center all year long, and it didn't feel like, and I go back and watch the tape, but it didn't feel like that AJ and Jermaine played, you know, their best games offensively, but it was nice that the other guys came through and made plays and shots. And we've done a really good job of getting to the foul line pretty much all conference season long, and so if we can continue to do that this week when we go down to Tampa, that will certainly enhance our opportunity to win.
You know, with the starting lineup, we won today, I think, the last eight games now, and it seems like you found the right combination. Is that one of the big differences in coming back to that 1-5 start to go 8-8?
Not necessarily, no. I don't think it matters who starts the game because, like, for instance, today, the group that started wasn't the group that finished. We had Goldburn in for Changang, I think it's important to develop some consistency with your rotation, but I don't feel like that's been the key. I think the key has been not who's playing, but how they're playing. And I think AJ's played better, and Jermaine's played well, and Jeff's continued to play well. I mean, I just think we have a number of guys playing well, as opposed to before where we had a lot of guys not playing so hot.
You had that one stretch in the second half. Was it a different defense at that point, or just better defense?
No, we didn't. I don't think we changed. That's not true. We went to zone, I think, in the second half. I know we did. But no, it was just better defense. It was, hopefully we made a little adjustment at halftime, and that helped us a little bit, but I think it was just more awareness and better play.
7-3 finish in the last 10 of the conference. Do you still feel like the NCAA is kind of out of the question unless you win it all?
I don't really have an opinion on that. I would say that best case, we're way on the outside looking in, but I don't have any way of knowing. It's just sheer speculation, and I know that this time of year everybody loves to speculate, but there's really, it's pointless.
Kevin, so, not just men scoring, but men's play in general, what kind of came
together? Well, it did. We were real balanced today, but we got good play from our bench. I thought a number of guys came in and gave us good minutes, even though it might not have shown up in the scoring column, but I thought Lance and Charles and all those guys off the bench, I thought they really did well today, and again highlighted by Festus's performance, because I thought he was very effective.
Those two incidents with Welch, did you feel, Mark, there was any danger of that thing getting out of hand in either of those?
I don't know what the second one was, but the one on the other end I couldn't really see, so I don't know. No, not really. So, I mean, I'm glad it didn't. There's no place for something getting out of hand, but apparently we had somebody mouth off too, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Any more for Coach?
Okay. Thank you.